This is an emergency weekend alert. Brighton Broadcast News. Mike Adams here for Sunday, June 2nd or 3rd, one of those days. Yesterday, Alex Jones was doing an emergency broadcast in his studio, warning that he had had to sleep in his studio that night because there was word had spread among the security team there and among the bankruptcy coordinators. I don't know the receivership people. I don't know what their titles are. That there was going to be an effort to essentially have the government come in and raid the InfoWars studios, put padlocks on the doors, shut it down, liquidate all the InfoWars equipment, and basically shut down all the employees, fire all the employees, and just obliterate InfoWars.com, the entire broadcast system. This is the kind of thing that regimes do in third world countries or, you know, banana republics. And understand that we are living in a banana republic. The rule of law has been utterly abandoned. There's no due process. There's no presumption of innocence. And that what they did to Alex Jones over the Sandy Hook trials is essentially the same thing they just did to President Trump. They used lawfare. They twisted and perverted the normal rules of due process and litigation. They rigged the juries. They rigged the judge. They rigged the rules. They basically destroyed the rule of law in America to get Alex over Sandy Hook and then to get Trump over this so-called record-keeping error in his, quote, hush money trial. There are no crimes. Alex Jones committed no crime. Donald Trump committed no crime, and yet he's been found guilty of 34 felonies, and they did it the same way. They had East Coast juries that hated Trump and hated Alex, and they used, again, a rigged trial system. They did not allow witnesses for the defense to testify. They did not allow evidence that would have exonerated both Trump and Alex Jones. And I mean, there are too many examples of this to name, but frankly, I think Robert Barnes has probably the best point-by-point analysis of what's going on in the legal system. So follow Robert Barnes on Twitter if you want the legal analysis. I'm just here to tell you that these are signs that things are collapsing into a banana republic, third world despotic hellhole, even more rapidly than you probably could have imagined. We find ourselves at our darkest hour right now. The Republic has nearly fallen. And I just spoke to another person on the phone, a very high-level person who is, he didn't give me permission to say his name, someone who's been in with law enforcement, high-level law enforcement instructor, consultant for many years, and is in very tight with the Ron DeSantis team in Florida. And he told me, he says, everybody knows the Republic will fall. It's not even a question of trying to stop it from falling. It's a question of how do we survive it and how do we rebuild after that? I mean, all the people in positions of power, they know that our Republic is lost. The rule of law has been destroyed. Humpty Dumpty can't be put back together again. Because you can't just say, oh, from now on, we're going to respect the rule of law and the rules of evidence and due process. We suspended the rule of law for Alex Jones and Donald Trump, but now we're going to respect it. No. Nobody believes you anymore. This conviction of Trump has utterly demolished any remaining shred of public trust in the court system, in the judicial system. How can any rational person ever trust courts to be fair? I mean, honestly, why would any rational person even submit to any court, federal court in America at this point, knowing that there is no system of justice? There's no chance of being able to prove your innocence when everything is stacked against you. But this is what regimes do in banana republics. So they throw their political opposition in prison to silence them. Or sometimes they just have them assassinated, and they shut down the press, the free press. They only allow the controlled government-run media to exist, but any kind of free press, any freedom of speech, any kind of media outlet that might ask questions of the regime, oh, well, they get completely shut down. Their offices are raided, which is exactly what's about to happen to Alex Jones, and they shut them down. Now, I was on with Alex last week in his studio, and you know, I respect his privacy. He told me some things privately that I can't share, but what he has said publicly is that they could shut down his studios today. It could be today, it could be tonight, it could be next week, it could be, I think he said on the show, maybe they could operate for 6 months. But eventually the system is going to come in and shut everything down at Infowars.com. Because, of course, first they rigged the Sandy Hook trial, whereas anybody else, any other member of the media, New York Times, Washington Post, whatever, if they had reported what Alex Jones reported, well, they couldn't be sued because it would be thrown out by the judge. So, well, First Amendment protections. You know, the press can report their analysis, their opinions, their views, which is exactly what Alex Jones did about Sandy Hook. And then later on, when he realized that he had made a mistake, he corrected it publicly. He issued a retraction. And still, they sued him. And with a rigged court, rigged jury, rigged trial, they got $1 billion-plus judgment against him. Might as well be $1 trillion, because Alex doesn't have $1 billion. At this point, he doesn't even have $1 million. And then he declared bankruptcy. Well, his company, I think Free Speech Systems. And so that put it into a kind of receivership. I'm not sure exactly how this works. I've never been through the process myself. But apparently there's a court-appointed accounting person, kind of like a proxy CFO, I guess, who comes in and makes all the financial decisions and, you know, directs funds to keep the business running in the hopes that the business can one day pay back its creditors, right? Something like that. And then from what Alex has said publicly, just in the last day or so, it seems like this receivership person, or at least one of them who was appointed by the court, is in there just destroying InfoWars, destroying all the ad revenues, not approving funds to be used for shipping products that have been ordered by InfoWars customers through the InfoWars store, delaying, you know, salary paychecks, not approving purchases of necessary equipment that's needed to run a broadcast office, you know, and numerous other examples. So basically, the court appointed somebody who seems to me to have been sent in there to destroy InfoWars from within and to just bankrupt them and destroy their relationships with vendors and destroy their relationships with customers by making sure they can't ship products, destroy their relationships with their own employees by making sure they don't get their paychecks on time, and who knows what else. Who knows what else? Again, Alex told me some things behind the scenes that I'm not going to repeat here, but it's worse than what I said. It's way worse. It's beyond insane. What they're doing to Alex is truly historic. It's like what they did to Trump is also, you know, dark history in the making. Everything they did to Trump, they did it to Alex Jones first. Alex Jones was the test case to see what they could get away with. And then when they realized they could get away with anything, then they turned that on Trump to have him convicted of a felony crime. Well, 34 felony crimes, which is completely insane. The whole trial is only about one entry, one transaction, but somehow they made 34 felonies out of that. It's like, when you thought about the transaction, that's a felony. When you started to write it in the book, that's a felony. When you booted up the computer to launch the spreadsheet, to enter the number, that's another felony. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? What? This, you people are totally insane. Well, of course they're insane. And when you save the file, that's a felony. It just stacked on 34 felonies over one entry, which was essentially a non-disclosure payment to Stormy Daniels, as I understand it. Just paying her money to not disclose private stuff. It's called an NDA. People get paid all the time for NDAs. Did you know that the United States Congress has a slush fund to pay out for claims of sexual harassment against members of Congress? And that fund has paid out $17 million through a bunch of NDAs? And the mostly women who claimed to have been sexually harassed or assaulted by members of Congress, you know, they were required to keep their mouths shut. Hush money. The U.S. Congress has paid out $17 million in hush money, and that's taxpayer money, too. None of them are charged with felonies. Not a single one. Somehow, when Trump pays somebody to have a nondisclosure arrangement with his own money, not taxpayer money, suddenly it's a felony. Well, it's 34 felonies. So that's how absurd that is. But I'm just pointing that out to help you understand how ridiculous all of this is, how perverted the justice system has become, how twisted it is. Now, let me give you some action items here. If you want to help support Donald Trump, it's donaldjtrump.com. Be careful of like scammy kind of fundraising things that might be out there in Trump's name. I don't know what all the legit sites might be. I do know donaldjtrump.com. That's his site. So just go there if you want to donate to his campaign. For Alex Jones, it's infowars.com. If you want to watch his live broadcast, which I strongly recommend right now, especially, it's infowars.com/show. And his online store is infowarsstore.com, by the way. And that's what's keeping him alive financially, is his nutritional supplements, his food, you know, his like vitamin mixes and things like that. So right now, we've all got to stick together. This is the last dark chapter of the fall of the regime. And it's going to be dark. It's going to be horrific. But it's critical that all of us keep our composure during this time. And so notice that I'm saying, yeah, you can choose to support Donald Trump financially. You can choose to support Alex Jones financially. Whatever you choose to do, do not escalate violence. Don't threaten violence. You know, the radical left is already pushing out all these stories about how Trump supporters are making all these online threats following his conviction, etc. Well, those are just sock puppet leftists putting those threats out. It's probably the FBI with a bunch of, you know, sock puppet accounts out there posting all that stuff so that the left can have stories about it. You know what I mean? The conservatives that I know, none of them are violent. They're not calling for violence. They're not calling for armed revolution or anything of the kind. The best way to win this is to expose the criminality of the left. And then vote on November 5th. As Trump even says, you know, November 5th is the real decision for America. That's the verdict for America. If the American people vote Trump back into office, which is what this is looking like is going to happen, Trump can pardon himself, which he should do because the conviction was absurd to begin with. But more importantly, Trump can then begin to seek arrest warrants for the actual lawbreakers who weaponized the justice system and weaponized the court system and broke laws in order to try to get Trump. And at this point, most Americans will support that. Trump needs to hold accountable those people who weaponized the system against Trump. You know, basically, Trump was convicted for being Trump. And that's wrong. And that's not America. And that's not okay. And we need to put a stop to that. And the way to do that is to vote Trump into office November 5th and then call for Trump to begin the mass arrests. But as Alex Jones is pointing out, correctly, I believe, and I mentioned this on his show last week, the desperation of the Dems is so—it's so huge, and they are so desperate that they will probably carry out false flag attacks at this point in order to stop the election. They now know they can't win the election. They see the backlash against the court verdict, if you can even call it a verdict, that found Trump guilty of 34 felonies. That did not dissuade anybody from voting for Trump. If anything, it has given Trump like a 6 to 8 point boost in the polls. Trump's going to smash Biden in the polls at this point. And frankly, those numbers are going to get even better for Trump the more time goes on. You know, other factors are coming into play that are going to expose the failure of the Biden regime, such as, you know, Ukraine continuing to lose and collapse in terms of this, you know, this war with Russia. inflation is going to get worse this year. You're going to see more lawlessness. And frankly, if the government comes in and shuts down Infowars.com, do you realize that that's even going to make sort of centrist people who may not have even liked Alex Jones, it's going to make them say, my God, is this really what America has become? Where if you're a member of the alternative press and the regime doesn't like you, they just come in and seize your equipment and shut you down and try to shut you up forever and bankrupt your companies? Is that what this has come to? So if the government does that to Alex Jones after doing what they just did to Trump, this is only going to have even more people vote for Trump just to stop the insanity of the left. I mean, you're going to see more and more centrists, like, you know, Bill Maher, for example. I would not be surprised if one day soon Bill Maher says, got to vote for Trump because we have to stop the insanity of the left. You're going to see more black people. You're going to see more Hispanic people. You're going to see more minorities, more white liberals even. And of course, a lot of white centrists, and well, centrists of any color, I suppose, or ethnicity, are going to say, we can't let this country collapse into despotism and just runaway left-wing fascism. And at this point, voting for Trump seems to be the only way to stop the radical left. Now, it doesn't mean that we all endorse every single thing that Trump is going to stand for or do. You know, he'll make mistakes. There's no perfect being, okay? This is what Roger Stone told me in the last interview. He's like, nobody's perfect. But Trump loves his country. And Trump is not an evil person. And the proof of that is the fact that they're trying to destroy him. If Trump was playing ball with the regime, they wouldn't have charged him with felonies. I mean, that right there, this is like the ultimate street cred for Trump and also for Alex Jones. All those people out there that have been pushing conspiracy theories all these years saying, well, Alex Jones is secretly working for whoever, Mossad or whatever. No, if Alex Jones was working for any intelligence organization, they wouldn't be shutting him down and silencing him and seizing his building and equipment. So this, you can't get better credibility in the world today than what Trump just went through and what Alex Jones is going through. This puts them beyond any question ever about their motivations. They are dedicated to the cause of freedom and liberty for America and our world. If there was ever any question out there, that question is done. And I will do my best to support that same cause of liberty and freedom and to defend Donald J. Trump and to defend Alex Jones against these government hooligans, thugs, who have turned to criminal tactics to try to shut down all opposition in America. Join me in this effort. I'll have more podcasts each day at Brighteon.com. Be sure to tune in to Infowars.com/show. Check my articles on naturalnews.com as well. And join me on our non-censorable platform called Brighteon.io, which is decentralized. It runs on blockchain. No one can be censored on the platform. And it can't be taken down because there are no central hosting servers whatsoever. It's truly a decentralized platform that I had initially envisioned and talked about back in, I think, 2012. Well, now it's a reality. It's called Brighteon.io. Sign up there, join now, and download the app. Use the app. All right. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. God bless America. Let's help each other get through this. Take care. Back in stock at the Health Ranger store, we now have the Elderberry Echinacea Tincture Combo, which is outstanding for the immune system. That's in the middle there. Back in stock. We've also got quercetin available, which is a very popular item as everybody's learning about the supportive benefits of quercetin. We have broccoli sprout powder in capsules now back in stock. We also have a little bit of the actual powder as it's shown there in that canister. All these available at healthrangerstore.com. Go to the website, find out what we have there. We've got a lot of new products, a lot of products back in stock. And then also we have the pea protein back in stock. Now for those who like plant-based proteins, pea protein, it's very smooth. The texture here is very smooth. It's also one of the cleanest, well, I think the cleanest plant-based protein you can get in terms of lab test results. Whereas rice protein sometimes, depending on the source, can have, you know, arsenic in it. We've seen that in rice protein, some lead, some cadmium. But pea protein is very, very clean. Some people prefer a whey protein taste, but if you're used to doing vegan proteins, then pea protein is more in your like wheelhouse of what it's supposed to taste like. And that's a really great, clean, smooth product right there. That's back in stock at our store. But check out our hundreds of other products at healthrangerstore.com. And remember that every purchase helps us with our big lawsuit that we filed. We're suing Google, Meta, we're suing Twitter or X, we're suing the Department of Defense. We're also suing Homeland Security, NewsGuard, and various NGOs for censorship collusion. In our lawsuit, we're exposing the censorship industrial complex, and we're working to dismantle it, to compel the court to actually dismantle this censorship complex so that the free speech rights of the American people can be restored, as is supposed to be guaranteed by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights under the United States Constitution. But we have to fight for it, and we need your support in order to carry out and fund that fight. So shop at healthrangerstore.com and help us take this fight to the censors to dismantle the censorship industrial complex while at the same time enhancing your health and nutrition with laboratory-tested, certified, organic, ultra-clean products that we offer. Again, healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.